Rodeo has always been an eye-catching event with high energy. It has always caught the eyes of animal rights activists that say we abuse the animals in the sport of rodeo. I am here to discuss the allegations against rodeo and talk about the precautions to ensure the animals' safety. My name is Annabelle Kindred, and I will be talking about Breakaway. We will interview Ethan Jones, who is a saddle bronc rider and steer wrestler. And we will also be interviewing Cade Shipley, who is a team roper and tie-down roper. Our first interview will be with
Cade Shipley.
And Cade, what do you do in rodeo?
I team rope and calf rope.
All right. And what are some of the precautions you take in tie down roping?
So in tie down roping, there's many precautions. There's the biggest one is the jerk down rule. So we have to be very careful on how we knock the calf over per se to make sure that we don't injure it in any way, because it's very easily to do. So we have many precautions to prevent that. There's many precautions for the horses as well as ourselves. So,
Can you elaborate on the jerk down rule? Is there any penalties for that? Or
so in high school right now, the jerk down rule is either 5 or 10 second penalty, and then as you go into the professional rodeo for the adults, it is a no time and risk a potential fine.
Okay. And why would it matter if you got a plus 10 or a plus 5 second in your run?
Well, in a 12 second and under run, 10 seconds and 5 seconds might not seem like a lot, but when you're going against 20 or 30 people, it really can matter a lot.
That's great. And team roping. What are some other precautions you take in that event?
So, for me, on the head side, I have only 3 legal head catches that I can turn on, which is a slick horn, where I rope both horns at the same time, a half head, which is one horn and the nose, and a neck is the whole head. So, an example of an illegal head catch would be one horn, and the reason why that's bad is because you run the risk of possibly breaking a horn on a steer, which is no bueno in rodeo. Not really a penalty or a fine, it's just frowned upon highly. And then on the heel side, for my partner, it's 1 foot or 2 feet on the back. There's not really many restrictions on that, as they are very tolerable animals. So,
all right, and when you say turn, what do you mean by that in your team roping run?
So my job as a header is to, one, start the run. I rope the head, I'll dally off, and then what I'll do is I'll slow down a little bit and I'll take my horse to the left, which will in turn the steer to the left and go 90 degrees across the pen, ideally from where we started, which then helps the heeler get into his place and eventually hopefully catches something.
All right, that's perfect. And what do you think about the allegations against rodeo saying that we abuse the animals and our practices are very harsh on them?
I could see how it would look like that as an outside standpoint, but when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of it, there is quite a lot that actually goes on between the contestants themselves and the people that are running the actual rodeo, as well as the stock contractors, that really put on a lot of precautions to help ensure that it is safe for both people, horses, and livestock that is in this event.
Perfect. And if you could say anything about to an animal rights activist to convince them that rodeo isn't bad, what would it be?
Before you judge a book by the cover, dig a little deeper to the insides of it and really ask somebody who knows the event like the back of their hand, because they will definitely be able to tell you down to the nitty-gritty of it.
And if anybody had any questions about your event, would anybody that does rodeo be willing to talk about it?
For the most part, most of us are really open about what we like to do, and we like to brag about it because it's best sport on dirt, so I mean...
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for the taking your time
out
of your day to come to the interview, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So our next interview will be with
Ethan Jones.
And Ethan, what do you do in rodeo?
I compete in saddle bronc riding and steer wrestling.
And what precautions do you take in saddle bronc, and what is saddle bronc riding?
The precautions we take in saddle bronc riding is making sure we don't have a saddle too tight for the horse to where it could suck the air out of him and cause him not to be able to breathe. Another precaution we take is the flank strap, making sure it's not too tight where it could injure the hind legs, and making sure we have a loose enough halter to where we're not tugging on the horse's head and making him uncomfortable.
All right, and then can you explain what the goal is in saddle bronc riding to people who are not familiar with rodeo?
Saddle bronc riding is one of the rough stock events in rodeo. It is based on a score of 100. The horse can score up to 50 points, and the rider can score up to 50 points. The rider is judged on how well he controls the horse while he's on, and that's by throwing out his free hand, lifting on his rein, and spurring. And then the horse is judged on his craftiness, on the way he bucks and like spins and whatnot.
All right. And then you said you also do steer wrestling. Can you tell me what the goal of that event is?
Steer wrestling is the event where you have a bulldogger and then a hazer along with the steer. The bulldogger rides along the steer and drops down and tries to flip the steer in the fastest time, while the hazer makes sure the steer goes straight and doesn't get off course.
All right, and then what are some of the precautions you take to make sure the steers are safe and you don't break anything?
So when we get down on a steer, we make sure to get on a tough spot for a steer. It's not like we're pulling on their ears or tail where it's like an area where they'll rip real easy or get injured. So grab them by the horns where they're nice and solid, and we just twist their neck around a little bit and then just grab the nose and lift up. And it's almost like a chiropractor for the steer. All it does is really pop the neck of the steer, and then after that he just gets up and walks off.
All right, and what do you think about the allegations against rodeo that say we abuse the animals?
I think the people that make up the allegations haven't really experienced what rodeo is, or like actually came and watched a rodeo and been behind the chutes and seen what we actually do.
And when, so you do saddle bronc, some people would say that having a flank strap on the horse hurts them. Could you explain how that doesn't?
A flank strap is just almost like a leather belt for the horse with a sheep wool on the inside, to where there's no metal that's actually touching the horse, so it won't cut the horse of any sort. A lot of people believe that we put rubber bands around the genitals of the horses to make them buck, but in reality, about 75% of the horses I get on end up being mares, so you can't really put a rubber band around a horse that has no genitals at all.
All right, and then if you could say anything to the animal rights activists to convince them that rodeo isn't bad, what would it be?
I'll just recommend they actually go to a rodeo, go behind the chutes, and actually experience how the animals are treated and how people take higher priority in protecting animals than they do themselves. I've seen a lot of people put their life on the line to save a horse and risk themselves getting injured just so the horse can stay healthy.
All right, and thank you for coming today. Thank you for taking time out of your day. So I said I would talk about breakaway roping, and I'm going to. There aren't as many allegations or, like, things saying that we hurt the calves in breakaway roping as there are in tie-down roping, because the cowgirls in the breakaway roping, we never get down and touch the calf or flank him. The cowboys do that. So in breakaway roping, there is one calf, one horse, one rider, a rope that is tied on to the saddle horn of the saddle, which is like the thing that sticks out of the pommel of the saddle. If you're unsure, you can look up a picture of a saddle and the definition, and you can see the saddle horn. And that saddle horn, we tie our rope with a piece of little, like almost, not like yarn, but like, just like nylon string. We tie it to the saddle horn, and when the calf, once we go out and catch the calf, it breaks off.
hence the term breakaway roping. And that doesn't hurt the calf. It just is a way for us to hold our rope and then let the judge stop our time, because the timer starts when the barrier breaks, which the barrier in any roping event, it has a flag in the middle of it, and it goes across the roping box where the rider is at. And then in the chute, there is either a steer or a calf with what we call a neck rope around them, and it's very loosely fit, and it doesn't really do much. And basically, when the steer or calf, they run out, that gives the steer or the calf a head start. So when we always ask at rodeos, like, what's the barrier length? And in breakaway, it can vary in team roping as well, but in breakaway, it varies the most, I figured out. Most of the time it's usually like 7 feet, which means we have to let the calf out 7 feet before we can go out and rope it without breaking the barrier. And when I say breaking the barrier, that's plus 10 seconds if you do, because you didn't let the calf get a big enough head start. And so the barrier is tied together with a piece of cotton and then through a pin in the chute, and then that pin then is attached to a rope that is on the neck rope of the calf or the steer. And once they pull that pin out, then you can go. So the goal is you want to let those animals have a bigger head start. And with like breakaway and team roping, or I'll just talk about breakaway, but some of the precautions we take, we take precautions with the barrier. We only allow a certain legal catch. Just like in team roping, there's only 3 legal catches. Well, in breakaway, there's only 1. Because they are calves, we want to be as gentle as possible with them. So we can only rope them around the neck. And I know that sounds bad, but I promise you it isn't as bad as it sounds. Because the rope is pulled tight for literally a split second, and then it breaks off of our saddle horn and loosens. But you want to make sure you don't get any legs in there, because that could be a problem. And then some of the allegations against rodeo, I just think are kind of, I don't want to say, like, they aren't stupid. They are there. That I have seen some animals be abused in rodeo. It's not very common, and it is something that we always strive not to do. And if I could say anything to an animal rights activist, I would say, just, if you're unsure of something, ask somebody who actually does rodeo. Don't go to the internet and try and find something, because the internet, as we all know, isn't always tells you what other people want, or like, usually, like, I don't want to say like the wrong side, but it's not always the number one, like, it's not always the best reason of why you should believe them. And so that's what we struggle with in rodeo, is people go straight to the internet, and they don't come, if you come to any rodeo and come talk to any contestants, they are willing to talk to you, I guarantee you. Everybody is so nice, and I truly love rodeo as a sport, and it has given me all of my friends that I have now, and I wouldn't want to lose any of them. And it truly is, like, you have to be such good partners with your horses to make your events work. It's incredible to have that connection with somebody that's not a person. To have it with an animal is truly something special. But I thank you for listening. Thank you for reading my Wikipedia page. And if you have any questions, just go to a rodeo and feel free to ask pretty much anybody. They're always willing to help. Whoa, get ready, baby.